When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you can't really ask anybody around you because you're afraid of what they'll say. So you just come to us. And we'll toss it out to our listeners and, you know, because we don't have any emotional investment in your situation.
No, but also be aware that there could be some honesty coming your way that might be hard to hear.
Yeah. So she writes, hey, guys, first of all, I'm in my late 30s. And a while ago, because of the pandemic, I started chatting online with this guy. We had gotten pretty close when he suddenly ghosted me. I was stung. But had been forewarned that this sort of thing happens when you're online dating. So I quietly nursed my ego and moved on. Lo and behold, a few weeks later, and who do I see appear under a different account? This guy.
A different account?
Yep.
Wow.
So in a moment of stupidity, I messaged him under a fake account and got him talking.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what I had done wrong. By asking about, quote, previous relationships. And intended just to let it go out after that. In this whole thing, we've gotten really close.
Uh-oh.
He still has no idea of my real identity. He told me the last girl he was with, definitely me, same age, same part of town, came across as a little too needy for him, so he ghosted her and he was ashamed of it. He's confided some deeply personal things to me. And last night, he told me he loved me.
Oh, no.
And that I was making him a better man.
Oh.
And if I'm honest, I'm getting strong feelings for him, too. I cannot see a way out of this. We haven't yet met. And I know as soon as we do, he'll know who I really am. My last profile had been real pictures of me. And this new one doesn't.
Oh no.
I did something.
This is where the deceivery comes in.
Yeah, deceivery, yeah. She finishes up and says, I did something so wrong and I continue to propagate this wrongdoing every day. But I risk humiliating and upsetting this man who, in short, doesn't deserve this. I know you're going to be brutal, and I deserve that. But how do I get out of this without destroying him? All right, 502-571-9970. This is a doozy.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, wow. Like, I get that it kind of started off innocent a little, but then we go down. We are in deep. We're in deep at this point. He loves her. He dropped the L word.
Yeah, and it's tough when you start digging that hole and you're like, you know what? I can still jump out. I'm only knee deep into this hole so far. I can still jump out, and all of a sudden,
neck deep.
You know what? I'm hip deep now, but you know what? I can still climb out of this hole. It's no big deal. You know what? I'm chest deep. I can still see the ground. I'm fine. No issues here. It's like, you know what? I'm still my hair is above ground. I can still climb out of this hole. And then all of a sudden you're so deep in that you can't even climb yourself out. So like,
oh, you are living in the sea of deception and he loves you and he is planning forever probably. Oh, this is not good.
I mean, all right. So
I have this pit in my stomach for her.
It's easy for me to say, and I'm just going to say it, ripping the Band-Aid off, I think is the easiest way to go about it and just be like, look, this is who I really am. I'm sorry. I know you're going to hate me. This may have ruined it, but this is who I am. But I don't know if maybe that's the best way to approach it. Maybe there's a gentler way to approach this. And I think that's what she's asking. So I don't know if any of you have had experience of being the catfish, like literally being the cat. I don't mean being catfished, or maybe you've been catfished and you're all right with it now, you know, and you can weigh in on this.
This one's going to sting any way you slice it. And I don't know, like I am sitting here trying to rack my brain. What is something that she can say to reveal the truth, but then not completely like ruin the relationship, because it sounds like they now have something real, even though it's kind of based on something fake.
Yeah. 502-571-9970 is group therapy. Oh man, we are in catfish world here on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. She was ghosted by him online, then wound up catfishing the same guy later just to find out why.
Then they started falling in love.
Oh, no. Now she's all wondering.
Well, she used different pictures the second time. Yeah. So he has no idea.
No idea.
It's the first girl.
And now she's wondering, hey, how do I get out of this without destroying him?
And I love him.
And we, yeah. And basically, her end game is they live happily ever after, I think.
Well, yes, I don't think she wants to end it at this point. No. She said she, you know, feels really strongly about him too. And he's dropped the L word.
Yeah.
So he's like, he's in deep. He's confessed deeply personal things to her. He's really connected with her, like on this really, really deep level. He's probably thinking they have a future. And man, Kim said honesty is the best policy. You got to come clean. Bottom line, face the consequences no matter what they are. You created this mess. Carrying this on any longer only makes it worse. Good luck.
Yeah, Kristen online posts, you all sound like the perfect match for each other. He ghosted you, so you catfish him. Good luck with that mess.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I want to know if there's someone who has experience with this. Victoria, you do, right?
Well, I have been in that exact situation just played out over the past few weeks. So
no.
I know exactly what position she's in, and I can tell you what I did.
Okay.
So I met someone online. He's actually an Indiana State Trooper. We went out for a few weeks. He completely ghosted me. I didn't know what had happened, but one thing that drives me crazy about what she said was she said, I wondered what I did wrong. Most of the time when people ghost you, it's all about them. It's not about her. So that's one thing. She shouldn't assume it was her.
Right.
And then he resurfaced. He started texting me again and kind of said, oh, I got scared of my feelings, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So we dated for 3 more months, and he's ghosted me yet again. So I went online, and he had blocked me, so I couldn't see that he was online.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that, so to make sure that he was or wasn't online, because he's a police officer, I was actually worried something had happened to him.
Oh, right.
And so I created another profile, did the same thing she did, and there he was, active online, sent him messages, he immediately responded, and then when he was talking about meeting, I said, no way, you know, you're a jerk, blah, 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 you know, this is Victoria, and then just blocked him and left it at that. So I say once a ghoster, there's something wrong there with, you know, either immaturity or lack of communication, but her issue is he thought she was clingy, now he's going to think she's crazy.
Yeah,
so she's going to have to just, like you said, rip off the Band-Aid and just move on, because if he ghosted her for thinking she was clingy, he's definitely not going to say, oh, okay, I understand, and, you know, let's see if we can make this thing work.
So, Victoria, you're saying, you know what, I don't see a future in this. You should probably just move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly, because he was scared with her being clingy. Now
right.
He's going to say, this chick's crazy.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Hey there, Britt.
Hey, okay, so I'm calling about Miss Catfish.
Yes.
If she comes out and is honest with him about what she did, she's going to totally upset him. He's going to be sunk. But at the same time, I understand why she did it. She's curious, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. She needs to, it started in deceit. It needs to end in deceit. She should.
Oh, wow.
This is maybe the first time I've ever heard this. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so here's the thing. She needs to come up with some kind of juicy story of why she couldn't be honest, and she needs to say that she's really a man. I don't know. But I'm just saying she needs to come up with something juicy to say the reason why she couldn't be honest, and she needs to end it. Sorry, it's not going to start. It's not going to start off well whatsoever for her.
Okay, so Britt, you don't see a future in this, and you're saying, she's just got to get out of this.
She does. Like I said, it started in deceit. It needs to end in deceit, and she needs to move on.
All right. Britt, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.
All right. See ya.
Oh, this is so interesting. Like, I'm thinking, okay, so there was Victoria had a really good point, the whole stage 5 clinger.
Yeah.
I'll find you.
Yeah,
and
right.
She did, and now she's full on crazy.
Right.
So, yeah, I feel like that is going to be very difficult to get over. But the whole making up a big old crazy,
I'm actually a man.
Backstory,
hey!
Yeah, that's that's a little excessive. So many people are just like, listen, he ghosted you, you ghost him, end of story.
Yeah, Bahi's all like, yeah, ghost him, karma, watch him come back to your real account crying because now he knows what it's like.
Oh, wow. Well, that could work.
All right, well, we got it.
Again, I think all of us are thinking maybe there's you guys aren't running off into the sunset together forever and forever.
So, yeah, I mean, we got to wrap this up, but... You know, I think there's a lot of people who think that, you know what, you guys may be meant for each other, but I'm going to stick with, look, I think you've got to just rip the Band-Aid off. If you really want to be a part of his life, he told you he loves you.
Yeah, you have to be honest. Then you you tell him what you told us.
Be like, the hole started getting deeper and, you know, just be like 100 with him. And, you know, if he's like, oh, ha ha ha, okay. Ghost.
I don't think he's going to be like that. I really don't. I mean, I really don't. You know what? And sometimes I say, hey, why don't you just send a podcast? I don't think we send him this podcast either. I really don't. Like, cause then it's like clingy to crazy to put me on blast on the radio. I don't think that's going to go well.
Nah, no, it's great. Send him the podcast. It'll be send great. Actually, let us talk to him. I want to talk to this guy. Talk to this guy now. All right. If you have an opinion or maybe you want to share your experience with all that, the Facebook post is up @Ben and Kelly Show.